This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Panic at the View.
This is going to be a major news story any minute now.
Yeah.
Why two hosts were abruptly removed from the set on live TV. Then, a rare interview with Madonna and her family.
My kids are in it, my boyfriend's in it, everybody's in it.
What she revealed about her chat with Britney.
Yeah, I just spoke to her today, actually.
Plus, our Kelly Clarkson exclusive.
I'm just in a different place.
Her new songs with hidden messages about her ex.
It's kind of a very funny lyric.
Then, James Marsden on his Dead to Me co-star Christina Applegate's MS battle.
She's going to fight through anything.
And
I love you, America.
Our at-home exclusive with Hollywood legend Bob Newhart.
E.T. starts right now.
There seems to be something happening here that I'm not 100% aware of.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner has the night off. What a day at The View. Live on TV, major drama just seconds before their big in-studio exclusive with VP Kamala Harris. Two co-hosts ordered off the set.
Can someone please apprise me of the situation?
I need the two of you to step off for a second.
Okay. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Okay. So, vice president...
No.
Nope. Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
Joy, who was moderating since Whoopi was off, improvised amidst the live chaos.
Talk about what?
Cutting to commercial after co-host Anna Navarro and Sonny Hostin were abruptly asked to leave the set.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID, and they probably have a breakthrough case. Now, Kamala Harris, the vice president, is going to be on remote because they don't want to take a chance of her being on the set right now.
The vice president's appearance was delayed, so Joy and Sarah Haynes stalled for time, taking questions from masked audience members, often without microphones.
This is called live television out there.
50 minutes into the broadcast, the vice president finally appeared from a nearby remote location. Sources told CNN this afternoon that Anna and Sonny have both subsequently tested negative for COVID twice and were awaiting the results of a third test.
In 25 years, what moment stood out to you?
In 25 years on The View, this one is definitely...
Switching gears to Madonna. We all remember her famous kiss with Britney Spears at the 2003 VMAs. Well, the material girl tells our Lauren Zima she's been keeping watch over Brit during her fight for freedom.
Hey, Britney. Are you ready?
You speak up for Britney Spears over and over again. Have you talked?
Yeah, I just spoke to her today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about and what's your message?
Just, hey, how are you, girl? What's up? Just checking in on her and congratulating on her pending marriage. I love her.
That message of support comes as the filmmakers behind Framing Britney Spears will air a follow-up doc titled Controlling Britney Spears on FX and Hulu.
These are things that we saw with our own eyes.
Yes! Yes! Yes.
Madonna, meanwhile, is celebrating her own documentary, Madam X, which premieres on Paramount Plus October 8th. Her fashion for the evening was peak Madonna and included a ton of not-safe-for-work statements.
Everybody is so excited for this documentary. What can they expect?
Great art, thoughtfulness, incredible dancing, incredible music. Her kids are in it, my boyfriend's in it, everybody's in it.
Your daughter's been, she's at the Met Gala, she's modeling for Rihanna, she's in the documentary. How proud are you?
She's way more talented than I am, whatever. So I'm really proud of her.
What's next for you? And could we ever see you do a Vegas residency?
No, but I am making a movie about my life. So
who's going to be in it?
Don't know.
The 63-year-old who's set to direct that upcoming biopic posed alongside 27-year-old boyfriend Ala Malik Williams and 16-year-old son David, who couldn't have been more proud.
I live the American.
What is the Madonna that the people who at home love her might not know?
She's sweet, really sweet, yeah. She's a great mom, man. I couldn't have asked for anything more out of a mother.
And mom's boyfriend's here tonight. Does he have your stamp of approval?
He has more than my stamp of approval.
Really?
I love the man to bits, and he's always there for all of us when we need him, truthfully.
Meanwhile, new court docs are sharing info about Kelly Clarkson's divorce. Kelly exclusively tells ET her breakup is causing a shakeup with her new music.
I'm just in a different place. I think a lot of us are in a different place after the last couple years.
Kelly's whole world has changed. In court documents obtained by ET, she's now considered legally single. Her high-profile divorce, though, remains ongoing. Remember that prenup? She took back her maiden name and still has to pay ex-Brandon Blackstock nearly $200,000 a month. So when it came to the new song she wrote for her Christmas album, we couldn't help but think there might be a hidden message.
Canceled Just You is the single from the record. There were so many things that were taken from us and like in canceled. Also, I think if you've been in like a relationship that didn't work out and it's like you're used to these surroundings, you're used to this place, that doesn't mean it's like all ruined. Winter wonderlands weren't made for one. So we've all been told since we were young. This record has some songs on there that you're not used to for Christmas. Some are like, let's really feel all the feelings, Christmas song.
Kelly won't be spending Christmas at this Encino, California home she once shared with Brandon. She just sold the spectacular 10,000 square foot, 8-bedroom estate. The mansion with farmhouse vibes went for $8.24 million. As for her new album, the 39-year-old rocked four classic looks to promote the holiday project. The single's out now. The album, When Christmas Comes Around, drops October 15th. Kelly collabed with Ariana Grande and Chris Stapleton.
It's a different Christmas album. It kind of feels more like an album, like that you release in normal, but then there's like Christmas sprinkled on it. But anyway, I love it.
Listen, most importantly, it is good to see Kelly happy. She's had a tough year.
Absolutely.
So just be happy. All right, Matt Cohen here. Let's get to someone else who is dealing with trauma, Christina Applegate.
Yeah, Kev. Last month, the 49-year-old revealed she'd been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. ET just spoke with Christina's Dead to Me co-star, James Marsden, who is lending his support.
She's going to battle and fight. I admire her as a compassionate, wonderful human being. Anything that life will throw at her, she'll figure out a way to not let it keep her down, and she's doing exactly that.
James Marsden and the rest of the Dead to Me cast and crew have paused production since Christina made her MS announcement in August. While James continues to support his friend, he's also spreading a little sunshine as one of the all-star voices in My Little Pony, A New Generation, out on Netflix today.
Unicorn attack!
We get to share this with our family, and whether my kids really want to see me perform or not, I force them to. So, to celebrate their father, as they should.
About 20 minutes into the movie, my son likes to say, "Dad, pretend you're a unicorn and come chase me around now." And I'm like, all right.
That's really sweet.
Sometimes you do movies just to remind yourselves, you know, why you do these. Work for family, for friendship, for bonding.
Come on, every pony.
This is the first animated film for Vanessa Hudgens. Her character wants to reunite the ponies and bring back the magic.
Tell me, how are you most like Sunny, your character?
We both stand up for what we believe in. We're both go-getters, and we're both very down for an adventure.
Jake Gyllenhaal stars in another film that's in theaters today, but his isn't all rainbows and unicorns.
Is the person who would know you called us?
No. I'm sorry, I have to hang up.
Give me the phone right now.
I'm gonna die.
In The Guilty, which will also stream on Netflix October 1st, Jake plays a 911 operator trying to save a caller in distress, only to find out things aren't quite as they seem. Antoine Fuqua directed the thriller. The toughest part of the role for Jake?
For a majority of the movie, I was sat in a seat, you know. It ended up being weirdly exhausting. So I got a workout. It was mental, but weirdly it was physical too. Not what I expected. Just yes or no answers, Emily.
I'm sorry, I have to hang up.
Emily.
Antoine, what do you think the audience is going to take away from this movie?
I'm hoping they think about judgment. Think it through a little bit more.
When an audience's imagination turns on, there is nothing that can beat that.
Jake, you have done it. When you watch this movie, the imagination works, not without prolific director Antoine Fuqua, who delivers in this thriller.
Okay, I can't wait to see this movie. And by the way, Antoine and every black filmmaker owe a nod to Melvin Van Peebles. The trailblazing director passed away earlier this week. Son Mario Van Peebles announced the news. The icon is credited with birthing the blaxploitation movie genre, including Sweet Sweetbacks, and directed the groundbreaking film Watermelon Man. Melvin Van Peebles was 89. All right, coming up, E.T. is honoring another legend.
It's been a great life.
Bob Newhart revealing never-before-told set secrets.
The director, he said, cut, 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 cut.
Only we're inside his home, filled with priceless Hollywood memories.
Ed Sullivan, Johnny Carson, Dean Martin.
Then the Bridgerton cast reveals what you didn't know about the show. New details on the Yellowstone prequel and behind the scenes of their new musical episode.
So excited to be on Entertainment Tonight! Can I do a solo?
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Filming that scene was so fun. They had filmed a different ending.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Lady Whistledown's Nicolo Coughlin revealing a little Bridgerton secret alongside Jonathan Bailey and 2 of season 2's new cast members.
And Matt, that is all for Netflix's first global fan event called... Da-doom. What is that?
That's the sound that Netflix makes when it starts.
I got it now. Okay, well, it kicks off tomorrow on their YouTube fan page. One more time.
Da-doom.
Thanks, Matt. All right, meanwhile, this weekend is also all about The Simpsons. And Yardley Smith, a.k.a. Lisa Simpson, oh, she is more than jazzed about it.
What would Lisa think of being on Entertainment Tonight?
Oh my God, Lisa Simpson would be so excited to be on Entertainment Tonight! Can I get my sack? Can I do a solo?
Season 33 of The Simpsons is going to sound a little different when the show premieres Sunday on Fox.
It's a musical. It's a full-on musical.
When your partner's in a tizzy, for lasting till she's dizzy.
And you have a very special person filling in as Marge's musical voice.
We have Kristen Bell.
Certain to change your view.
Some people are like, oh, it should have just been Marge singing, but she actually has a line where she says, in my head, I sound like a Disney princess.
Yes.
And so, of course, it had to be Kristen Bell.
More new TV. Today, the 4th and final season of Goliath, starring Billy Bob Thornton, is streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
I was dead, and then I wasn't.
Do you remember any of it?
Why do you feel like this is the right time to end the show?
You don't want to end on a low note, you know? You want to end on a high note.
In the legal drama, Billy Bob plays Billy, a down-and-out lawyer taking on large Goliath companies.
You get it?
What kind of lawyer would Billy Bob Thornton be in real life?
Just like that guy.
Yeah.
Billy Bob's busy. He just reunited with his Friday Night Lights movie co-star Tim McGraw for the Yellowstone prequel, 1883, which premieres in December on Paramount Plus.
Tim and Faith I've known for a long time. It was a lot of fun. I went down there, shot the place up, and got out of Fort Worth.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a casual rendezvous amongst friends, right?
All right, now let's move on to a gunslinger who's on daddy duty at home.
I've changed almost every diaper since she was born.
Our exclusive with Wilmer Valderrama dropping new dad advice.
Fellas, get in the game.
And scoop on what's to come for NCIS.
Kind of push it a little farther for the fans.
Then.
Yeah, I just turned 92.
are at home exclusive with a comedy legend, which you never knew about Bob Newhart, the Family Man.
There's something about laughter and the length of a marriage.
Monday is a brand new NCIS, and I sat down exclusively with the gang, including Wilmer Valderrama, to talk about season 19 and something else new in Wilmer's life, his seven-month-old daughter.
I want to give a shout-out to you as a new dad, yeah. Right? In February, how is it going for you? You tired? You hanging in?
No, you know, we're not tired. We were very fortunate because our baby, Nakano, started sleeping through the night at 2 months.
Okay.
So, you know, so I think for all those parents who are looking at me like, change almost every diaper since she was born.
Wilmer highly recommends diaper changing, man. You heard it.
Fellas, get in the game.
Yeah, there's no complaints for this 41-year-old first-time dad and his fiancée, Amanda Pacheco. But when it comes to his day job on NCIS, Wilmer's got a big problem when it comes to his boss, Agent Gibbs, and this.
I have my personal vendetta against whoever wrote that boat should blow up.
Thankfully, they let the audience off the hook by letting us see him swim away.
But Gibbs is truly indestructible.
I'm here! Help me!
What's next for Mark Harmon in season 19? Now that the show's moved to Monday nights, maybe revenge.
There is something personal that he's after in this season. And at all means, he is going to achieve it.
I don't see a bet here.
Somebody has not seen Fatal Attraction.
Hawaii Five-0's Katrina Law has joined TV's number one drama full-time, filling the spot on the team left by Emily Wickersham.
It really is the dream job. Don't tell them, but part of the reason is because of these two. I will never say it to their face, though, but working with them is amazing.
Don't worry, Katrina.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, your secret's safe with us. Seeing that kind of camaraderie never gets old. And Kev, neither does the comedy of Bob Newhart.
You know, in this job, we get to do some amazing things. Talking with Bob Newhart was one of them. Bob is still cracking us up after more than six decades in the business. And only one show is at home with the ever humble comedian. It's the man, the myth, the comedy icon, the one and only Bob Newhart.
The ET exclusive.
First of all, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I just turned 92. It's been a great life. It's just, you know, making people laugh it's wonderful. I love you, America.
And America loves you right back, Bob. I mean, what an honor it was spending the day with this legend at his Los Angeles home. He's celebrating 62 years in show business.
Hello.
For me, Bob Newhart's show was like, it was appointment viewing.
Well, we were at CBS Saturday Night Lineup, All in the Family, MASH, Mary Tyler Moore, us, and Carol Burnett. And we used to get, like, Super Bowl numbers.
Bob shot his show on the CBS Radford lot, which is also where we shoot E.T.
That has such great memories. I spent 14 years there, and Mary Tyler Moore was there. Seinfeld was there.
But Bob had a little-known secret.
I had the lines on the back of a cereal box. The director, he said, cut, 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 cut. He said, Bob, nobody turns the cereal box around. I said, okay, you're right. But that's where the words were.
There are some real top, I mean, I see Richard Pryor, Ed Sullivan,
Johnny Carson, Dean Martin.
Bob's home is filled with memories with his fellow comedians, awards, magazine covers, even all the scripts from the Bob Newhart Show and Newhart. One of his most treasured pieces of memorabilia is this letter from JFK, signed just 5 months before his assassination.
It was the president's birthday, and I entertained at it and received a letter from President Kennedy that said enjoyed it greatly.
That's amazing. I want to play an interview we did with you in 1986.
I mean, I belong on television. I don't really belong in movies. I tried movies, and they didn't work.
Movies did work for you.
Well, Elf worked.
I'll always be here for you.
What was it like making Elf?
It was a joy.
All right, let's talk about Big Bang Theory.
Is he dangerous?
How much fun was that?
It was great. I like Big Bang. I like the writing on it. I think the cast is incredible.
Any chance that you could pop up on Young Sheldon?
I hate to say no. You never say no.
Although Bob has won an Emmy for acting, his first love was stand-up comedy. Now, Bob is showcasing some of his classic comedy routines in the vinyl re-release of his 1992 TV special, Off the Record, which is on sale now.
How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car?
Some of the early routines, I'd like to do them again.
But the most important thing in Bob's life, his wife, Jenny, their 4 kids and 10 grandkids.
In a crazy business, in a crazy town, you've been married for 58 years.
58, yeah. Comedians' marriages tend to laugh. There's something about laughter and the length of a marriage. She knows me. She cuts right to the bone, and she's been right time and time again. If she sees this...
He knows he's got a good woman. What an amazing couple and what an amazing day. All right, coming up, the return of Boston Rob. Why the one-time survivor villain is now destroying his parents' home. Rob, what you doing?
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Monday, Rachel's Cooking with Trisha Yearwood. We're also with Simone Biles and Team USA for the GOAT Tour. And we are taking over Hollywood for your first look at the new Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. But before we go, remember Survivor's Boston Rob? I mean, who can forget him? Well, tonight on CBS, Nichelle Turner and Rob put together a secret celebrity renovation surprise for his parents. Here's a preview. Good night, y'all.
It would be really great to update their kitchen. Mm.
My background is in construction. I feel like it will be a better gift to my parents if I'm actually in the trenches with you guys.
Dad, I hope we don't do a lot of this.
And you can't take all day.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.